At small offices in an undisclosed location, Veronica's Voice, a nonprofit that helps prostitutes get off the street, has a place for the ladies to get lunch, to have group therapy, and to get supplies for a shower.
This is our closet. So in here we have all the different toiletries, different size clothes for emergency type of things.
Christy Childs named Veronica's Voice after a friend, a teenage prostitute who was killed on the streets. Childs herself left an abusive home at age 12 and spent the next 25 years on the streets in cities around the country. She says she was beaten, shot, and pushed out of cars. Today she's frustrated Veronica's Voice can only accommodate the ladies for a few hours a week.
From Tuesday to Friday, we don't see them. Who knows what's happening? They're in a war zone. We can't slow them down enough. We could have huge success if we got them stabilized and in a good, safe environment where they could work on these things.
If Steve Wagner has his way, this may be possible. Wagner was head of the sex trafficking unit in the Department of Health and Human Services under President Bush and later created an anti-prostitution group known as the Renewal Forum. He met Christy Childs while lobbying for Missouri's Trafficking Victims Protection Act, widely seen as one of the best sex trafficking laws in the country. He came up with the idea of bringing a bunch of services together to support this vulnerable population. He recruited Veronica's Voice, the Osnum Boys Home in Kansas City, and added his own Renewal Forum to create a nonprofit he's called KC Case. He'd like to see it become a national model right on the campus of St. Paul School of Theology.
Well, we're going to create social services on the campus that don't exist currently. Primary medical care, charter school, daycare, adult education, and we're interested in creating community gardening. So the idea is kind of one-stop shop of social services.
It's like a big sign when you put a big facility concentrated with this kind of services into an old working-class neighborhood. It said, Skid Row starts here.
Dale Fugate and his wife, Sherry Ashcroft, are neighborhood activists with the Blue Valley Neighborhood Association, the neighborhood around St. Paul's. They've worked for decades to counter the influence of prostitution, drug houses, and street crime. We met in the lobby of a hotel minutes after Ashcroft and Fugate had come out of a meeting with the lawyers for Casey Case.
You know, people do say not in my backyard, and maybe that is what I'm saying. But this neighborhood is fragile. It's vulnerable already. I don't see the group who's coming in here reaching out to just get a feel for how it might affect the neighborhood or that it even matters.
The issue has divided the neighborhood. The president of the association, Jackie Ross, resigned during the last neighborhood meeting because it was so contentious and loud. Under a canopy of old trees on the campus of St. Paul's, Jackie Ross and her daughter, Vernice, say having Veronica's Voice and the other agencies on the campus is better than having vacant buildings and the fears they believe are unfounded.
I think that if they've made it that far, they're holding on for dear life and won't try to do anything to jeopardize that. I'm hoping great things for these people.
I think this mainly is about people's perceptions and fears and not willing to open their hearts to see the possibilities of good.
Officials at St. Paul's School of Theology wouldn't comment on other offers for the property. Meanwhile, attorneys for Casey Case have asked to postpone the next hearing before Kansas City's Planning Commission until October. Laura Ziegler, KCUR News.